is Aggie Seif, who is the president of the Temple Israel in Catskill, New York. Now, the first temple opened its doors on Main Street in Catskill in 1936. It burned to the ground in 1973, but reopened in 1977 at its current home on 230 Spring Street, across from the Thomas Cole Historic House. Aggie, welcome to the afternoon show.
Well, thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, very well, thanks.
Good.
Now, you have a series of initiatives coming up. You have a film show and book groups. Why don't you tell us about the film tomorrow night?
Okay, we're showing Fiddler on the Roof, and what we have is a discussion group for the film. We do this once or twice a month, and we pick films that are interesting to both Jewish and non-Jewish population in the area. And we picked Fiddler on the Roof for our first film discussion group in May. And we'll have someone introduce it, and then we have someone leading the discussion afterwards. And it will center around the fact that it took place in Tsarist Russia in the early 1900s. And Teveh, as you probably know, was a poor milkman, and his daughters, instead of wanting to go through a matchmaker, wanted to pick their own husbands, and it takes off from there. And so we will have a discussion about what was going on at the time, as well as the film itself. We're having a couple more films that have been scheduled so far. Also, Judgment at Nuremberg on May 25th, and then Ivanhoe on the 22nd of June.
I'm just curious, what kind of discussions come up from the plot of the film, which is essentially, it has a universal appeal in that the father is trying to marry the eldest daughter off to somebody she doesn't want to be married to.
People relate the discussions to their own personal experiences as well as experiences among their family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they also look to see of its relevancy in current times as well. And there's always lessons to be learned by looking at history.
Right. And you also have a series of book discussion groups as well.
We do. We have a book group that meets about every 6 weeks. And our upcoming book is The Romance Reader by Pearl Abraham. And these books are selected by the groups that are participating, the people that are participating in the book group. And they're centered around things such as the Holocaust, immigration, Israel, some sort of Jewish event or Jewish character that might be of interest. And we base this on recommendations by others, as well as recommendations by larger organizations such as Hadassah or the Union of Reform Judaism. And the people actually go to their local libraries to get a copy of the book.
Hello, Aggie. This is Richard Roth. What's the first book in the series for Wednesday, June 15th, is The Romance Reader by Pearl Abraham. What could you tell us a little something about that book?
I was not the person who selected the book, so I actually would have to do a little look up. I've reserved it at the local library. I haven't gotten the call that's come in, so I haven't read it yet.
I will tell you that it's got some terrific reviews. Anne Reuff of the Los Angeles Times Book Review said, quote, "This story is about a journey as brave as Huck Finn's, as difficult as Holden Caulfield's, as stark as any I've read."
Mm.
So it sounds most intriguing. Now, your other are these book discussion groups ongoing, or is this something new?
We started them last year. We have them about every 6 weeks. We have them on a Wednesday evening. The spring, summer, and fall, we'll hold them at 7 o'clock. During the winter months, because it gets dark so much earlier, we will hold them earlier. But yes, it's an ongoing program. It's to involve both members of the temple as well as non-members of the temple.
And how many people come?
We've had on average about 10 to 12 people at each discussion group.
And how big is your membership here in Catskill?
Our membership currently is 78 membership units, so that's both individuals and families. When I became president 2 years ago, we had 39, so we actually have doubled it over the last 2 years, and we hope to continue to grow.
And is it just Greene County they come from?
No, actually, we have a lot of members from Greene County. We also have members from Ulster County, Columbia County across the river, and even the Berkshires.
And what's the Jewish population here in Greene County?
You know, if you know that, I hope you'll share it with me, because I haven't been able to figure that out. When I first took on the presidency 2 years ago, I actually didn't know how many people would be interested in joining our temple that were not currently affiliated. Just about every member that has joined, the 39 members that have joined in the last 2 years, have been unaffiliated with any synagogue at the time. So they were unaffiliated people that were looking for a sense of community, and they absolutely found it at our temple.
Are you the only temple or synagogue in Greene County?
We are not. We are the only Reform temple. There
okay.
is a temple up on the mountain, Hunter Synagogue. There is a temple in Tannersville, which I believe is Reconstruction. So there's different parts of Judaism that each temple might be attracted to. We are, in fact, affiliated with the Union of Reformed Judaism, which is the parent organization for Reformed Judaism.
And what are your aims here in Catskill? As president, what are you trying to achieve here?
Really, primarily, we're trying to revitalize Catskill's Jewish community. It was a very thriving Jewish community many years ago. When I moved to the area 4 years ago, the temple was almost ready to disband, but did not. So we're trying to revitalize the community. It's a board of seven that we're all working together, and many of the congregants are involved in making this happen. We're trying to continue to grow the temple and have further involvement in Catskill's interfaith community. We're trying to build a sense of community. Everybody needs a sense of community, not just in their town, but also among their faith group. And we're also providing a supportive environment for our interfaith families.
And what exactly do you see as your role in the community?
My role? Well, I am a spokesperson for the temple, for Reform Judaism, and I'm trying to involve myself not just with the synagogue, but with other organizations in the community as a spokesperson and as a member of the community.
Yeah, and so, and what is the role of the temple in Catskill?
The role of the temple is to help maintain and thrive the Jewish population in Catskill and the surrounding areas, mm-hmm. and provide that sense of community to them.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is the biggest challenge in to doing that?
Well, I don't know if everybody listening understands that we Jewish people are not like, for instance, the Roman Catholic Church, where there's a single entity that has control. We have many different branches of Judaism, and although we all get along, we have different kinds of traditions that we do or do not follow. There's Orthodox, there's Conservative, there's Reform, there's Reconstructionist, and then there's all sorts of variations in there. The Reform is the most secular branch. It's something that my family has followed for many, many centuries.
And are you trying to get more younger people into the temple?
You know, that's one of our big challenges, is to involve the young people. There are young people in the area. One of our newest members is a young man that just moved to the area, and he sought us out because he wanted to be part of that Jewish community. So we're working with him to try and be more attractive, if there is a way, to the young people of the area, mm-hmm. because that's our future.
And presumably these events go some way to doing just that.
Hopefully they do. There are different types of events for different interests and needs, wants and desires. I can share some of those events with you if you'd like.
Yes.
Well, we talked about the film group. We talked about the book group. We've had various events such as game night, where we played Mahjong, Bridge, Scrabble, Spoons, all sorts of games. We had a musicale where local musicians performed on a Sunday afternoon. We've had a book sale. We've had potluck dinners, and those are delicious. We've had Mahjong Weekly at the temple. We've formed an adult bat mitzvah class, so we have 10 adult members of the temple that are studying with our cantor, who's one of our clergy, to become bat mitzvahed, hopefully in the relatively near future. And to attract the children, we have children's workshops, and we have many retired teachers that are members of our temple. And so they run programs around centered around the Jewish holidays so that the kids can learn about these holidays. This Friday night, for instance, we are having what we call a Tat Shabbat. It's for children. It's the Friday evening service, especially for children. It's at 6:30 on Friday night, and we're hoping people will bring those young kids or their grandkids to this temple. And I can go on and on. We have a lot of programs planned.
Okay, so a lot of things happening. Now, your rabbi is Brian Daniels, right?
Yes, he is.
And he lives quite far away, doesn't he?
Yes, Rabbi Daniels lives up in the Albany area, and during the week he actually works for New York State, but he comes down for every Friday night service we have, which is on the second Friday of the month, from April through November. And also we have High Holiday, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services, which are held, they fall at the end of September, beginning of October this year. And so he leads those services as well, along with our cantor. Mm-hmm. And our cantor, Elizabeth Goldman, comes from Rockland County. So she's coming from the opposite direction. And this is her second full year that she's been with us.
Okay, so everyone's meeting here in Catskill.
They are, and it's a wonderful place to meet, let me tell you.
What do you think is the biggest challenge to Judaism today?
The biggest challenge is trying to maintain on an ongoing basis people's links to Judaism, mm-hmm. to involve the young people, as you mentioned before, and also to be open to interfaith marriages. They're a fact of life. They're welcome in our temple, and we need to be inclusive of anyone who wants to come to our temple. So survival is probably the key to both Judaism as well as other religions today.
Other religions as well, yes. It's not just Judaism that's facing
and
that.
And most of the temples across, certainly the United States, if not further, have actually been downsizing. They've been merging. There are a lot of financial problems that have happened, as we all know, and we're growing. So this is a wonderful thing, and we're very pleased with the growth and with the people that are affiliated with our temple.
Yeah. I mean, key to any religion is just remaining relevant.
Absolutely, and that's why we have a board of directors. It's not just one person deciding what we should be doing next or what we're going to be doing yet next. We're looking for consensus among the members. We're open to everybody as however they want to participate.
Right. And is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
One thing very important about our temple is it's been a long time solid artifact of Catskill, but we don't want it to become a historical artifact. It is a living religion. It's an ongoing religion. There's always something new to learn and just to be part of the community of the temple as well as the community of Catskill. So we hope we continue to thrive and revitalize, and we welcome everybody to come and join us.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Aggie Sy, for being with us today on the afternoon show.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, and that was Aggie Seif, president of the Temple Israel in Catskill, New York, welcoming all visitors.